This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Fans attending Denver Nuggets or Colorado Avalanche games will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. CPR's John Daly reports.
Team officials say the new requirements for entry to Ball Arena start November 10th. Children under 12 years old won't have to follow the mandate, but they and all patrons will have to wear a mask at all times. The change also applies to shows at the Paramount Theater. An official with KSE, which runs the arena, says they consulted with local, state, and federal health authorities, as well as the NBA and NHL. He says the move shows a continued commitment to the health, safety, and wellness of those attending events. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID test results have to be less than 72 hours old. The state's COVID-19 response leader says Colorado is ready to deliver vaccines to children as young as 5 as soon as next week. Scott Bookman says the shots still need final FDA approval.
We have the capacity to administer over 500,000 doses of vaccine. And so we feel very confident about our ability to meet the needs here.
The rollout for kids comes as more adults are getting boosters. Colorado is sending text messages to adults who may be eligible. The new record for the most expensive home sold in Metro Denver was owned by former Broncos coach Mike Shanahan, and it sold at more than $15.7 million. Average home prices in Denver are roughly $500,000. It is 55 in Denver and Fort Collins. This is CPR News.